Did when the fire went out, you had to get rid of the what? The,
you mean, well.
You always had to. Did you ever have to clean out the fireplace?
Yeah, well, I mean, whenever you get too many, what you call ashes.
Yeah.
See them ashes, stack up there, and after you get too many ashes in there.
White, they will.
Yeah, yeah. You had to take a shovel while you're going to and dig them out, and then you dig it down so it'd be down where it'd burn more nicer there, you see. And because after you get filled up ashes, you got just like a cook stove back there. You had to, once fire, you had to clean them ashes out, you see.
They were white?
Yeah. After got burnt to the wood, well, mostly all of them were white ashes there. You get them and dump them out. And that comes pretty regular on a fireplace because that heavy wood makes them fast.
Mm-hmm. I meant to ask you, did you have more than one room in the house? Or?
Yeah, we didn't have as many rooms we have in section now.
Yeah.
We didn't know about no dining room at that time.
Yeah.
We did the kitchen and dining room, all that was together.
Yeah.
You eat and cook in the same place.
Uh-huh.
But now, of course, late year, you have what's called a dining room and kitchen separate. But at that time, you had that kitchen, you know, we didn't know about no dining room bed, but just was kitchen. And the cook stove right there, you can sit there and watch them bake them biscuits right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, watch them biscuits right there. So, it was logic in it all right now. And so late years when they built a lot of different sections, living rooms and all kinds of sections, but backyard, we didn't know about just a place to sleep, what you call a bedroom. And a kitchen, bedroom and a kitchen is all we had.
Uh-huh.
And then about 4 or 5 of us had one room.
How long did you live in that log house?
Well, in the backyard, I lived there quite a number of years until I grew up, you know. And if we all grew up, well then things got better, you see.
Yeah.
And but we grew up like that, and then we got promoted further as we, thing went to picking up, you see, and we went to build a house with more section there, you see, more different rooms. And then later years, they went to build a more stylish like that, you see.
In that first house, did you have a wall between the kitchen and the two rooms in the house?
Yeah, well, some of them did have a wall, and so if they wanted to build a wall, they just have maybe a curtain to separate room from, you know, men from ladies or whatnot, and like that, you see. They used, they had, but wherever they had the material, they would put a section in there, you see.
Uh-huh.
But wherever they didn't have, they have a curtain business.
Y'all have just a curtain between?
Yeah, between separate, say, the ladies' room from the men's room.
I see.
Especially when they didn't have enough to make a wall out of it.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have too much lumber, they didn't have a log house.
Yeah. But you living in the room where you had the stove or the kitchen mostly?
Yeah, you see, in other words, we had it all with the fireplace. The fireplace where we lived at, slept at. They had an old time fireplace. Well, and the kitchen, where we eat and the stove and all that being what you call a kitchen. We didn't have any dining room. Just had what you call a fireplace room, I named it like that. Because we didn't know what I called no living room at that time.
I see.
We didn't know about no living room. Well, that's what we'd call today a living room. But we had the fireplace, that's where we stayed around on the fire. And when the kitchen part is where we ate at, you see.
Oh, I see. You had a fireplace and a stove.
Yeah, you see, that's right, fireplace and a stove.
Yeah.